Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, rodeo fans, you're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the fool down.
This is Cat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out catjohnson.net.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. Gotta tell you, it's going to be a great show today. I have got a lineup for you. We got some surprises, we got some news, and we're going to have some fun today. Gotta tell you, though, we have been having some fun here in the last couple days. We got this whole daggone Skype thing, I think, sort of figured out. It's been kind of fun. We sat back yesterday. I will tell you that I got nothing accomplished. When we broke out after our lunch hour show, I sat back and we got some Making Eight Maniacs on board, and we started doing some Skyping, sat back in a little group, I guess you could say, discussion, and had a lot of fun. We just sat back and talked for a while, and, well, shoot, it was just a good time. I will tell you that we've got some special guests lined up today. Yesterday, we did get under the influence just a little bit. And, you know, it was entertaining, to say the least. I did not break out and start doing my singing, but I was pretty close. So, yeah, we have had a lot of fun yesterday hanging out with the Making Eight Maniacs there on Skype. And if you guys have Skype, you really got to come over and hang out with us. We're going to start bringing that into some of our show things. We may start doing some video broadcasting during our radio shows here on the Lunch Hour Show, so you guys can tune in and actually see us. I don't know yet. We're still kind of working on some of those deals, but it's going to be fun. Yes, I was drinking and Skyping yesterday. We had a lot of fun. And you can ask any of us that were there. We did have a good time. We were, you know, just kind of rousing each other, talking a little rodeo, talking a little bit about everything. Like I said, we're hoping to carry that over today to another really good show. Got to thank all of our Making Eight Maniacs for jumping on board here with us and hanging out with us for the day. Got a lot of us here in the chat room. We even got some more on the phone lines. And I'm going to tell you that if you're going to miss the second half of the show, please make sure you go back and listen to the archives. We're going to have Aaron Coscarelli, obviously, who's the new PBR, I guess you could say, spokesperson, interview girl. And we absolutely have been enjoying her being out here. We're going to talk with her a little bit today. We're going to find out some things about Fresno and some of the upcoming events. And we're just going to have a good time. I think it's going to be just an absolute blast. I do know that Shannon Taylor is here with us today. We've also got Miss Donna tuned in on the phone lines. I want to say a big old shout out to you. Shannon, I know, is actually going to a Touring Pro event this weekend. That's only about 10 minutes from her house. So that's awesome. And, you know, look forward to getting the results. You'll have to give us some tweet updates this weekend. I also know that Helen is looking to probably go back out to Rodeo Austin again. And I know that she was, if not going to be going out there, that, you know, she was going to be one that was going to try to tune in on the pay-per-view on Saturday, which Saturday, I believe, is going to be the championship day. That's going to be the day that Shane had said that he was going to be out there competing in. So we're going to be tuned in on Saturday as well. I think we're going to bite the bullet. You know, we're going to check it out for ourselves. That way we've got some good things to talk about on Sunday, other than our favorite, obviously, being the PBR, which is going to be in New Mexico. The Ty Murray Invitational is going to be going on down there, and should be a really good weekend. I also did see this morning, thanks to Christy posting out there, that we've got some cool guys that are going to be jumping up, guys that we have not seen in a while. Tony Mendez is on the list for Albuquerque, New Mexico. How about that? I look forward to seeing him out there, and I think that he's going to make a statement. The guy's been really riding really well, getting some money earned in the Touring Pro, and I think that with his opportunity there, we look for him to have a really good weekend. Yes, Helen, we will be talking with Aaron here in just a little bit. So, yeah, make sure you stay tuned. We're waiting. You know, she'll be joining us here shortly. We're going to take a short break here in just a few minutes to see if we can't get her lined up and on the phone lines, and it should be a good time. So you guys stay tuned to that. We do have her coming on board here with us in just a little bit. So anyways, there are also going to be some, yes, there are going to be some ranked bulls there. Thank you for that comment there in the chat room, Christy. There are going to be some really ranked bulls there in the lineup. I have got to make my picks. I will be making them this weekend or tomorrow. I'm going to be making them live on the show, so you guys will have to help me out and give me some insight on what you guys think. Helen, I see your comment coming in the chat room asking about the pay-per-view for Rodeo Austin. Yes, ma'am, I do believe that that is for the internet broadcast of the event. So you'll have to tune in and watch it online when you purchase that pay-per-view. Hopefully that answers your question for you. Anyways, moving right along, getting right down to it. Like I said, we did have a lot of fun sitting back, you know, yesterday, hanging out on Skype, didn't get anything done. So, and I will tell you, I'm actually getting word right now coming in from one of my compadres out in Oklahoma telling us that he is looking into getting us some jobs lined up out there, and they're doing some research trying to find out and get to the right people to make sure we can get some things handled out there. So looking forward to that as well. It's going to be a great time. And I do, yes, Miss Ellen, that may actually save you a trip from going back out there to Rodeo Austin. I know that you'd went out there, enjoyed yourself, got to see some of the guys, and I know it was really a lot of fun for you, but I also know it's a lot of work for somebody who's just gotten a hip replaced and just trying to get out and about. So anyways, we got about, we're just about 10 minutes into our show. I think we're going to take our first break here. It's Thirsty Thursday. We only got two more days left, today and tomorrow, and then the weekend begins. Hopefully you guys are looking forward to a great great weekend. And, wow, I see some cowboy logic already being thrown at us here this morning. Also, got to make mention, Miss Christy in there has a sister that has a birthday today. And I saw that post out there, figured I'd give a big shout-out. And she's actually now following me on Twitter. Thought that was a pretty cool thing. So make sure to send her our best wishes for her birthday there. And no, Miss Helen, I'm actually not going to take a cigarette break. I've got to do some work here, get some things lined up for the remainder of our show. So don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Thursday afternoon. It's going to be a good one. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Someone's trying to ride me, tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, 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 back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the neck, cowboy, I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you're riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. On your back, back.
Folks, it's Rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds, or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Okay, this is Frank Newsom, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right, talking a little bull riding, talking a little rodeo action with you here. And I've got to tell you, Rodeo Austin, like I said, is going to wrap up this weekend. We're going to watch the final rounds. I know Shane Hansey's going to be there, so we got to root him on. Obviously, a big winner, called our show on Tuesday, got a chance to talk with him. And if you guys missed out on that opportunity, make sure to go back and listen to the archives. It was a really good show. Really enjoy sitting back talking with Shane. We also had Bobby Wells earlier this week, the winner in the bull riding for Rodeo Houston. Those guys are definitely a little bit more deeper in their pockets and ready to get things going. We got another guest lined up here today. I'm telling you, the show ratings are just continuing to grow because we keep getting such great people on board with us right here on Making 8. I'm telling you, I just love it. I love the fact that we have the opportunity to sit down and talk with these guys, talk with these athletes, talk with these, you know, young ladies within the PBR, within the rodeo industry, and get you fans a little bit closer to them. We're going to have a good time today, I'm telling you. It's going to be a real shocker. So you guys stay tuned. It's going to be coming up here real, real shortly, and you'll know when she's here. Let's see. What else do we got? Yeah, it looks like just kind of checking some things out. Like I said, obviously New Mexico coming up this weekend. We know that Shannon's going to be out at a Touring Pro event in Kentucky this weekend, which would be a good time. It's a shame we couldn't get Brendan up that way. I know that he was, you know, a little disappointed, you know, at the way things have happened. But we know that he's going to be back at it here real, real soon. You know, we know that he's going to be missed during the time that he is gone. But, hey, you know – like dealing with an injury or anything like that. You know, I mean, Brendan has had issues with his wrist and, you know, or with his hand and things like that. So this may be a good opportunity for him to get some rest and get some things healed up there. Also got to tell you that we're always looking for your cowboy logic for the day. I've actually got to go back up because Christy had posted some good cowboy logic for the day. I'm going to throw it at you, and then we'll try to get to some more here a little bit later. This one comes in from Cowboy Wisdom. When you get to an obstacle that you think you can't cross, throw your hat to the other side, then go get it. Some good cowboy logic for you for the day. I'd like to have gotten it there towards the end, but shoot, I don't want to miss out on an opportunity to throw that out. That's right. We've also got another one. McKinnon Wimberly has got a benefit coming up this weekend out in Texas, and hopefully that goes really well, and they'll get some folks out there. Wow, looks like Miss Donna Davis has actually jumped on board here and tuned in right here on the chat room. Got to say a big old howdy to you. It's good to finally see you on board here with us. And, of course, you do know that we do have our Friday shows now, so hopefully we can get some of you more you fans out here. Wow, man, I need to go hit the Kahlua again. I'm getting all kinds of tongue twisted this morning. But it's just because I'm so excited. You know, we've had such a great week this week with some of the guests that we've had on board, and we look forward to having a bunch more. You know, this is just going to be just the start, really. You know, like I said, it's, you know, we're here, you know, to get it out there. Obviously saw this morning, if you guys have been following our Twitter this morning, Austin Meyer is actually getting ready to hop a plane and head out there to New Mexico for this weekend. And, you know, we offered him up the best of luck this weekend, and he said that he would definitely look forward to getting on our show again here real soon. So we've also got some Cowboy Logic courtesy of him today that we'll be throwing at you here in just a little bit. Wow. You know, I'm now getting hit with the insult. Kahlua is a girly drink. Well, let me tell you, when you're sitting back here hanging out with all you Making It maniacs, sipping on some Kahlua, and I was doing more than just sipping last night. I will tell you that. I was putting them down pretty quick, and you can ask some of the fans that were out there. We did have some fun. But, like I said, it was all just out having a good time. We even had Brendan, kind of catching eyes to what we were doing, so...
I wish they all could be Californians. I wish they all could be Californians. I wish they all could be California good.
Well, y'all know what time it is. It obviously must be time to bring in the lovely California girl, the one from L.A. who we have seen last week getting back at the PBR, and that would be the lovely Miss Erin. Erin, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Show.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm no complaints. I'm great. It was raining a little bit last night. Makes it really difficult for L.A. people to drive, by the way. But the weather is amazing today, so I have no complaints as of right now.
That's awesome. And I know that you actually won't be in L.A. throughout the weekend because you're getting ready to head to New Mexico, right?
Exactly. Yep. We're going to Albuquerque this weekend. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, before we get into talking a little bit about that, you have been off for a couple of weeks. Leah has been out there doing some of the reporting, but you were back this past week in Fresno. Tell us a little bit about it.
Wow. Well, you know, my first concern, and I had talked to Leah about it, what is it like? You know, it's not common for sideline reporters really to be off a few weeks and then get back on and then be off and get back on. So I had asked Leah what were her thoughts, because she was off for a few weeks. Was it difficult to get back into the swing of things? Was it easy to get back in the swing of things? And she had said, you know, actually it's quite refreshing when you take time off and then you end up joining the tour again, because then that gives you an opportunity to get fresh stories and new ideas from the guys. It's actually beneficial to have kind of some time off, watch it from a fan's perspective, learn about the stories, what's going on, and then come back, which I did in Fresno, and go at it. There was quite a bit of excitement. I mean, you watched the show, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and we actually got to see you actually sit down a little bit with guys like Brian Canner, and you talked with him a little bit. You know, tell us a little bit about that, and, you know, just being back around those guys and how they are. Tell us a little bit about how you've enjoyed being back with them.
I mean, they're just so, so great, those guys. They're so friendly. I could not be around a classier, nicer, graceful group of guys. I mean, they're just so easy to talk to. They're always so welcoming. I mean, they never, you know, they never don't give me what I need when it comes to an interview or, like, for instance, I did an interview with Austin's father. I did a blog on Austin's father, Rex, and Austin was just so sweet. He's like, oh, my dad's over there. He'd be more than happy to talk to you. And then, you know, when he points out his dad, by the way, Austin's father is extremely tall, and he looks like he could be the center for the Steelers. I mean, he's a pretty big guy compared to the rest of the guys in the shoots, behind the shoots. And he was just so sweet, just as nice as Austin. So, I mean, you know, I think just that group of guys, they're real top class, super, super cool guys. So
absolutely.
It was fun. I mean, and there was just so many exciting different things going on from, you know, Brendan Clark putting me on the Mighty Bucky to, I'm sure you heard about what happened with Ben Jones and when he was in the ring, someone was kind of dancing in front of him. I don't know if you caught that.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it feels good to be back. I missed it.
Yeah, well, and, you know, there's actually some comments coming in. We've got a lot of the fans on board. We've actually got a pretty packed house in our chat room today, and all the fans are telling you hello, and they are glad to have you back. One of the comments that was actually being made was, and we just want to clarify it, it's not a matter of you actually missing and not keeping up with what's going on when you were off, but you just – there's some things that go on behind the scenes, and seeing how the guys – have been from week in to week out and things that have happened in their personal lives that you guys are able to talk about, right?
Right. Yeah.
We just want to make sure that we get that out. We all know that you have definitely been doing your homework and trying to stay up on things that have been going on within the PBR, stuff that we see, you know, week in and week out. But just like us as fans, you only get to see what's going on television, you know, or what you catch on Versus on the weekends that you're off and you're at home, right?
Yeah, that's why I try to do as much as possible behind the scenes to give the personalities of the guys, because you do kind of only get to see what happens when a guy goes head-to-head with a bull. You don't really get to see necessarily their personality. And that's why I write a blog. That's why I try to do web interviews like the one you saw with Tanner, and what he does on his off time and what he does to work out, from the P90X to the fishing to the hunting. And then, as you know, I mean, I hope everyone seems to like the 20 questions, because that's really pretty funny, and it gives a good personality of the guys, especially the last two writers that I did was Luke Snyder and Brendan Clark, and they're traveling buddies. So, I mean, they make fun of each other they have just the best personalities you could ever ask for.
They
make fun. It's funny. The camaraderie behind the scenes is really what I try to grab and show the audience, because I think that's what they love so much, is these guys with hearts of gold really trying to pursue their dreams, if you will, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and that is an absolute great point that you brought up. I was going to kind of hold off towards the later part of the show and having you on here, but I think that we're going to kind of go with it. Now, you have had an opportunity to talk with a lot of these guys, and we've seen you doing a lot of these interviews. Like I said, for instance, this past one with Brian Canner, and we got to know a little bit about Brian Canner. You've also done these 20 questions things, which are being more and more frequent, and we absolutely love them. I love seeing how you did it with Flint, how you done it with Brendan, and now with Luke, you know, being the latest one. But, you know, one of the questions that I have is, how do we know a little bit more about Aaron? And so what I've done is I've actually come up with 20 questions, and I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you willing to answer some 20 questions for Making Eight?
Oh, heck yeah. Okay. Bring it,
Scott. So here we go. And I'm going to go easy on you because you were easy on Luke, okay? I won't be too rough on you the first time around.
But, love it. Okay.
Some of these you may have actually asked Luke, but we're going to try to change them around a little bit. American Idol or Dancing with the Stars?
Ooh, gosh. You know, my roommate TiVo's American Idol. I don't really watch either, but she TiVo's American Idol, and I'm a huge, huge Aerosmith fan. So
okay.
I'll say American Idol. Yeah. I mean,
American Idol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Action movies or cheesy romance?
Oh, come on. Action. Are you kidding me?
Okay, okay. Hey, I have to ask, you know. These are just some questions that are thrown out, and hopefully they're not going to be too tough on you. Your ideal date, dinner and a movie, or horseback riding and a picnic?
Oh, please, horseback riding. I started riding horses when I was like 5 years old. I told my dad, he said I could have either a horse or a car. And ended up being in LA a little bit more practical with the car. But I've always wanted a horse. So when I can afford it, I'm getting myself a Palomino. That's what's happening.
There you go. Good deal. So, Charlie Sheen or Tom Cruise?
Ooh. You know, I'm a little sick of Charlie Sheen. I think he's overexposed right now. So I'm going to go with Tom Cruise on this one.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this was one that you actually asked Luke, and I thought would be a good question for you. 80s or 90s?
Okay. Oh, come on, 80s. Hands down, without a doubt, 80s for sure.
I kind of thought that. You know, you seem to be pretty excited when he was talking about the 80s and the, you know, the music and things like that.
Yeah, 80s music all the way.
Here's a good one for you. Country or rock and roll?
Oh, am I going to get in trouble if I say rock and roll?
Not at all. Not at all. We've got a lot of fans out here. You know, I'll be honest with you. We were talking with Bobby Welsh, who actually won Rodeo Houston. He's a PRCA bull rider, and we had him on earlier this week. He said he doesn't listen to country.
Oh, really?
Yep, absolutely. And you know what? We've actually got a good comment here in the chat room. They were actually asking if you were actually born yet in the 80s.
You know, it was so funny when I did the 20 questions of Luke Snyder, my producer, he counts me in and he, you know, and then he says, okay, ready, set, action. And as soon as I finished the interview, he said, Aaron, how much of the 80s did you actually even live? So I got in, my producer asked the same question. But hey, you can still rock out to some Def Leppard, can't you?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I was born in 84, but I still remember.
Now you're
going to
make me feel
remember.
Old. Wow, I can't believe it.
Oh, I look really, I act really mature, though, so that's, you know.
You do. Absolutely.
Just kidding. I'm incredibly immature. Anyways, keep going.
Football or baseball?
Gosh, I'm going to say football. I love football. I've sideline reported for football. That's the sport I would know more about, I would say. I like baseball, but football has a little more action for me. Yeah.
Okay, well, while we're on that same question, who's your favorite team?
At the moment, I'm going to say, oh, man, that's a tough one because I have my heart for the Giants. I have a few friends on the Giants, and they've worked so hard to get to where they're at right now and obviously last season. But come on, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles. I'm a diehard Dodger fan.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So,
how about you? Who's your team?
Oh, well, you know what? Being a Florida guy, and I grew up around the Tampa Bay. Well, when I grew up back in the 80s, probably before you were even born, going to those football games, they called them the Tampa Bay Yuccaneers because they were so terrible. But, you know, they did have a Super Bowl win, and, you know, I got to keep pulling for them. I've actually, my son and I, we share that in common. As terrible as they have been over the last couple years, we're going to keep pulling for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Are you asking me for my football choice or my baseball choice?
Oh, football.
Oh, okay. I gave you my baseball choice. You know, the thing is, us LA people, we don't have an NFL team, so I'd have to say the Trojans.
You know, and that was funny because I saw your Twitter comment yesterday talking about SC, and of course, me being from the South. I thought you were referring to South Carolina. You know, it took me a minute to register. Then I actually saw the picture of your parents in the SC Trojan outfits there. So then it dawned on me. Yeah, that was it was not the South Carolina Gamecocks. So
I saw that. That was so funny. I know my parents; they're diehard Trojan fans too. So I got to go with what the family family size.
You. Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Okay, here's another good one for you. I-5 traffic or stuck behind a tractor?
I don't like I-5 traffic. Get that out of my way. I would probably rather have the view of a tractor in front of me. That sounds way more entertaining.
It does, huh? Okay. Well, I know that us that live out here in the country a little bit, we can get pretty frustrated with those tractors. However, I have been, I was stationed just south of L.A., and I've been to L.A. quite a few times. I've driven that I-5, and, yeah.
Oh, it's brutal.
Dreadful.
Dreadful.
Now they're going to get a little bit tougher on you. Who is the better Twitter, Brendan Clark or Flint?
This is tough. Oh, man. Now I know how the guys feel when I interview them. This is tough.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Who is the better interviewer? I'm sorry, Twitter. Well, Flint and I respond back and forth more than Brendan Clark and I, but Brendan is pretty good about making fun of people. So I always like when people make fun of people. And hey, I'll take it too. You can make fun of me. I love it.
Right.
So I'll say Brendan. I'll say Brendan. Flint's gonna punch me for this, but yeah, I'll say Brendan.
Yeah, you're gonna see him here this weekend. So
I know.
Better look out. Okay, here's the question for
that.
You.
I won't see Brendan.
I know, right? Well, and that's unfortunate. Oh, boy, you're going to get him fired up now.
Isn't it?
He's going to be missed.
He was my first friend kind of on the tour. He was always the first guy to say hi and how are you. And so I will definitely miss him. And his fiance Allie, is just as cool and sweet.
Oh, yeah.
She's
been working the truth booth.
I know.
It's been
really
great.
Funny. On my layover, I had a layover with JB and Stormy. And JB, he said the only reason he ever did the truth booth was because of Allie.
Really? Yeah.
This weekend. So we need to get Brendan back.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be back. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, we need him.
I'm sure of it. So here's another one for you. Beer or wine?
You know what? My dad makes wine as a hobby. So I would say a nice glass of Pinot Noir, of red wine. Yeah. It's healthier, It's healthier. It's good for your heart.
It is. Yep, it is. Here's another one. BlackBerry or iPhone?
I use a BlackBerry. I've never used an iPhone, although I've heard the iPhone users say people that use the BlackBerry are crazy. So, but I'm one of those CrackBerry users. For sure.
Yeah, well, join the club. I'll have to give you a virtual high five on that one because I have one myself.
Heck yeah, exactly.
Right on. So,
BlackBerry.
That's right. Brazilian accents or Australian accents?
Ooh, that Australian accent. It's tough to understand the Brazilian accent. So we'll even though I think it is they're both very, very cool, awesome accents.
Right.
The Australian accent, I'll go with that. It's a little easier to understand.
Okay, now here's my next question. Now, when you asked Luke the 20 questions, you actually asked him if he could do an impersonation of the Australian accent. Can you do one?
Well, now, if you also watched that interview, you would have learned that I am terrible at accents, but I will try. I might. That was horrible.
Yep. That was. It was very horrible.
That was terrible. God.
It's a good thing that this is recorded.
I hope you can edit that out. Yeah. Anyways.
Love it. This is so much fun. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Being from L.A., you're kind of in right in that good area where you actually have the choice of going to both within a reasonable amount of time. But would you rather go to the beach or go to the mountains and go skiing?
Being that I'm from L.A., I've never really left L.A. I'm such a warm weather person. I mean, I get cold so easily, it's embarrassing. So I would go with the beach. I definitely, yeah, I was raised, my surfing, my brothers were surfers, and always just being kind of by the beach. Every summer we would rent a house by the beach, and that was the best time I've ever had. And riding bikes on the boardwalk, I mean, come on, Scott.
Yeah, all right. Well, you don't have to tell me. I grew up in Florida, so, I mean,
you know,
Kelly Slater used to come down there. I've actually been out there in the same waters with Kelly Slater, so, I mean,
no
really.
No way. I actually met Kelly Slater. He's really nice.
He is. Good guy.
Extremely tan, but very, very nice.
That's for sure. Okay, here's one for you that might be a little bit tough. Being that you weren't born until 1984, I don't even know. But you being around your parents, I'm sure that you've listened to Elvis or the Beach Boys.
Oh, Elvis.
Elvis,
I love me some Elvis.
Oh, LA girl would actually take Elvis over the Beach Boys. That's awesome.
Oh, because Elvis is in my veins. My mom, I blame my mom for this. She was a huge Elvis fan. She actually went to his concerts back in the day. And so I was raised on Elvis. And I mean, I have like Elvis's greatest love hits in my car. I can't believe I just admitted that, but I do. So when I'm feeling real, like when it's Valentine's Day, oh, I throw on that Elvis CD and it's cruising time. So yeah, Elvis. I mean, I love the Beach Boys, but Elvis for sure.
Okay, here's one for you that might be a little bit tough, especially being that you're going to be around these guys a lot. Would you prefer to move to Texas or Oklahoma?
Ah, gosh. Well, that is so tough. I'm going to, like, offend half the fans because, you know, some are from Oklahoma, some are from Texas.
Exactly. I told you they were going to get a little tougher.
Gosh, it's tough because I haven't really gotten to, you know, when we go to an event, we very rarely get a chance to explore. Based on what I know of the two states, I would say, and I heard Austin, Texas is a really cool city. It's young and fun and artsy. I'll say Texas. I'll go with Texas.
Really?
Sorry about that, Oklahomans, but
Now you're going to offend me because I'm actually looking to move out there to Oklahoma.
Okay, well, see, now why? See, I don't know. I mean, you know, I need to explore more, but they only give us like 2 or 3 days, and most of it's at the arena.
Yep, absolutely. And you know what? We're only about halfway through, or we've only got about 5 more questions left, but I'm actually getting some more questions coming in from the fans. So
ooh, let me hear.
Take a few more than 20 questions.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get through these real quick. Now, these may get a little bit tougher. Prefer younger guys or older guys?
Oh, older guys.
Older guys, huh?
Yeah. Okay. For sure. Yeah.
So Marty, who's in the chat room, you still have a chance.
Hey, Marty.
Here's one for you. Bull rider or bodybuilder?
Oh, gosh. Although bodybuilders, I'm sure, are really into health, I'm going to say bull rider. I don't
really
know a whole lot of bodybuilders. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say bull rider. Although I don't date either,
right?
<I'm> professional. if I had to choose, it would be the bull rider for sure.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, here's one for you. Being from LA, you might know this guy. I'm just assuming now because see, you and I did not even talk about this. I put you on the spot with these 20 questions. So
I know.
No warning.
You didn't forewarn me at all.
Didn't. And, you know, it didn't really hit me until today. So I'm sitting here. Just before I sent you those messages, I was coming up with these 20 questions. I knew they were going to be good. But here's one for you. Who's funnier, Pauly Shore or Flint Rasmussen?
Oh, Pauly Shore is not even on the same level as Flint. So
really?
Flint is hilarious. And actually, I have met Pauly Shore.
Have you? I figured being from LA that you would probably have that chance.
Yeah, Pauly's not even close. Not even
really?
Close to the same. He's funny, but you know, I think Flint is a little bit more down to earth. And I think
because especially the way the PBR or especially the way Flint dresses up and everything, I think that they could very well get Pauly Shore out there with Flint. What do you think about that? Should we try to make something like that happen?
I would have to make a few calls, but heck yeah, I'm sure. What's Pauly doing these days? I don't think he's busy.
No, exactly. I think that we should get him all decked out and go out there with Flint. You talk about a show. That would be one to really get tickets to. Last Cowboy Standing. Oh, that would be hilarious.
Oh,
I would love to see it.
Awesome. Well, let's make a call. We'll give his people a call.
Yeah, that's right. Call your peeps and see what we can line up.
although one of the best 90s, we haven't really talked about the 90s, but one of the best 90s movies was Encino Man. Do you see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who has not seen Encino Man? Absolutely.
I mean, and who didn't absolutely love Pauly Shore in that? So.
Exactly. Well, like I said, I thought it would be a pretty good question to ask you there, kind of put you on the spot. Here's a good one for you. Would you prefer to do an internet dating or being set up by your mother?
You know, I love my mom. I don't know if I necessarily put that kind of decision in her hands and endure a date, a whole date. But, you know, my mom's got pretty good taste.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. Because see, at least with the internet dating, you could kind of see what they look like. I've never done either. But you know, hey, mom's got to approve of the guy, so I'll put this in mom's hands. I'll let mom.
You would rather
be
set up by mom, huh? Okay.
I guess so.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got one more question here in our 20
Uh-oh.
Questions.
Okay. Fire away.
This one here is going to be very tough, but we've got to have an answer from you, okay?
Oh, man, I'm scared.
Who has the better looks, Brendan Clark or Luke Snyder?
Wow.
And the only reason why I'm putting you on the spot is because we know the fans are going to go back out there, and it's going to give whichever one the bragging rights.
Oh, I know. Oh, man. This is tough. Again, you know, I should say Luke just because I'm not going to see Brendan. But, you know, I'll go with Brendan. I'll say Brendan.
You're going to go with Brendan. Wow.
That's a tough one. They're both very, very good looking and just as charming, by the way. Just as charming.
Yes.
Luke Snyder is such...
He is such a PR guy. When I ran into him in Vegas during the NFR and saw him out there, he is just so funny. And, you know, he's just out politicking. I mean, that's what he does. He loves to go out and politic. And Brendan is the same way.
Exactly. And they're so good on – that's why they were picked to do the Built Ford Tough, you know, Ford commercials or, you know –
The Ford Invasion?
The Ford Invasion, right. Because they were so charismatic and just had great personalities and sense of humor. And both of them, by the way, have very attractive significant others. So
they do.
You know, that says a lot too. They're great catches, both of them. But
I've got to actually pry into this one because I have not met Luke Snyder's girlfriend. Now, but I will tell you that there is a significant height difference between Allie and Brendan Clark. Is there a big significant height difference between Luke Snyder? Because neither one of those guys are very tall. But does he have a taller girlfriend or a shorter girlfriend?
No, I think she's his height, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
He had to keep it on his own level, huh?
Yeah. And she's very pretty and actually extremely cool. When I always ask the guys blondes or brunettes, which you, by the way, Scott, you didn't ask me that. I'm kind of offended.
No, you're right.
But that's okay. Luke was the first to say blonde, but in his, he had a, his girlfriend is a very pretty blonde girl. So in his defense, he had someone standing by. So, you know, I'm still going to consider Luke a true brunette fan, but he had the influence of his blonde girlfriend standing by, and he had to say
sure.
say blonde. So
well, being that you're from LA, I'm actually going to guess and probably say blonde.
That I'm going to say blonde?
Uh-huh.
Well, oh no, actually, that's quite the contrary. I'm
really
the majority of actually, I don't think I've ever dated a blonde guy. Sorry,
really?
Blondes out there. Yeah.
You're missing out.
Always...
You're missing out.
I
see, you
I
know the
I
cool
am.
Thing is I'm blonde, but I'm actually balding, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, bummer. Well, you know, I think it's all what's on the inside anyways. I'll take a guy.
Sure.
Let me tell you something. I'll take a guy who's 5 feet tall and completely bald, but if he has an amazing sense of humor and he's hilarious and makes me feel good about myself without getting too sentimental, I'd rather go out with a guy that has, you know, and that's another thing, and not to offend, you know, the modeling world in LA, but a lot of people get so caught up with the way that they look, they don't worry about the personalities or making somebody laugh or what I do is I tend to make fun of myself in order to get a laugh, which sometimes is not always the smartest thing. But, you know, it's just I care way more about personality than I'll ever care about looks. So
yeah, I agree with you. And the only reason why I say that is because I'm in that boat. I'm on the other side. I've got a face for radio. That's why I'm so well, you know, to put right behind here so I can hide behind my microphone. But you know, really, that is an absolute blast. I think that is just so much fun. And thank you for answering those 20 questions. Like
of
I said, I wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up, but then at the same time, I figured, well, this would just really add to the show. It gives you a perspective of what you're asking these guys, you know?
Oh,
so now,
man.
Anytime that you're interviewing them in the 20 questions, you can think back to some of the questions that we've asked you and how tough that they may have been.
Those were tougher than the questions I've asked. I'd say I might have to be worried about you taking over my job because those were some good questions.
Never going to happen. I do not have the look you do. I can promise you that PBR would never hire me to come out there and do those interviews.
Oh, I doubt that. But those were good questions.
Yeah, well, thank you. And like I said, thank you for answering them. The fans are just loving it. They're having a great time here. Moving on, though. One of the things that we're just talking about, obviously, is getting a perspective of what these guys, you know, go through when you're interviewing them. But we also got to see you kind of take a little step out there and get a little bit of an experience of what these guys go through when they go to ride bulls. And that was, we saw the picture from Brendan of you, who, by the way, have actually got yourself a very, what looked like to be a very comfortable pair of boots out there now.
Ah, exactly.
We actually saw you on, you know, on the Mighty Bucky and having an opportunity to kind of learn what these guys have to do and staying on top of that, staying over center and working, you know, in the practice field of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did get on the Mighty Bucky for probably, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes with Brendan Clark. And it was so fun because Brendan and Luke were the first to arrive. I think it was, it was Saturday in Fresno. They were, you know, the guys usually don't arrive to the arena until maybe about an hour and a half before the show.
Right.
And I'm out there trying to get as many interviews, but as much time as I can, you know, because you're fighting against the clock with before getting all your stories in line, getting all your questions out there. And so Luke and Brendan were the first to arrive. And it was so cute. His fiancée, Allie, was like, Aaron, get on that Mighty Bucky, and I'll take a picture for Twitter. So actually it was completely Allie's idea. And I'm like, all right, why not? Why not have Brendan Clark, you know, teach me a few things? And I got on that sucker, and I rode him pretty good, I have to say. Brendan didn't give me a whole lot of tips because I wasn't needing them, I guess. But
right,
But yeah, there, it, you know, it's just, again, it kind of highlights what I want to be for people, is just to showcase through me how awesome these guys are. You know, they deserve so much. They're just such down to earth, funny, cool, hardworking guys. And I, you know, I hope that at least some of the people can sort of see what I'm trying to do with the PBR, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, that kind of leads me to my next question. As, you know, you have been around these guys and you have been around these events and you've seen these bulls loaded up here, you've seen what these guys have to go through, but not actually having that feeling yourself, have you actually considered trying to go and learn how to ride an actual bull?
Well, Scott, that's interesting that you mentioned that. Actually, so when I had my layover in Phoenix, as I had said before, me, JB, and Stormy, we all kind of sat down and had lunch and waited for, you know, our flight, which was going to be in 2 hours. So we had a lot to talk about. And when we were walking from our flight to wherever we ended up eating, I joked around with JB and I said, you know, hey, I would love, being that I'm just crazy, I think I'm just crazy in general. I said, I would love to ride. Do you have any sheep? Heck, why don't I, you know, do you have any, I don't know, that's how they get started. Maybe throw me on a sheep. And he said, no, but I do have mini bulls. And actually my sister, who's married to Shane Proctor, she's ridden some mini bulls. So it kind of piqued some interest. I'm not going to lie, Scott. I would, if given the opportunity, I would, and maybe some training and maybe a lot of protection, like a mouth guard and a helmet and maybe some elbow pads, I would get on that mini bull and I would ride it with conviction.
Wow. That is,
yeah,
that is very interesting, because I think that between somebody like JB or Brendan Clark, who, you know, is such a personable guy, even guys like, you know, who knows, maybe Ty Murray, you know, there's so many guys out there that I think would take the time, and good, reputable guys that would put you in a good situation, where I think that that would be absolutely, well, first off, I think that, you know, not, I wouldn't say you're crazy, but I think that you're passionate about what you're doing. And just talking with you over the last few days, you know, you and I have been going back and forth talking about the show today and everything, and that was one of the things that you had brought out, just your passion for the sport and getting the knowledge to know and get a full understanding of what these guys go through, you know?
Yeah.
I think that that is the coolest thing in the world, that you would even be willing to go out there and give it a shot. And I think that that opportunity will probably come about. And I know that, you know, I would love to be able to spend some time with you and actually go through, or have the fans be able to get an understanding of what you're going to go through if that comes about. So if it does, you'll have to keep us informed and keep us up to date so we can kind of walk through and see what it is that you're going through and get a full understanding of what it is that you're learning while you're out there and being able to experience what these guys go through. I think that's really cool.
Well, you know, you don't hear a lot of women doing it. Or at least I don't. I guess I'm surrounded by tons of guys. But I, you know, hey, women can do just as good of a job as men. I don't know if I'm going to be getting on I'm a Gangster anytime soon. But I think absolutely, on a serious note, I think absolutely it would definitely help me understand better the fundamentals, the techniques, and the stress that that guys go through right before they get on a bull. And, you know, it's so funny. Sitting down talking with JB, no cameras, and Stormy as well, I talked to him like, what, you know, how hard is it getting on that bull and just being on that bull in the chute? I mean, what happens to your heart in that moment? And he said, Aaron, it is so stressful. I mean, the amount of stress that you have in that, and that, and the tension you have when you're in that chute is unexplainable. So to me, that understanding and that adrenaline, I mean, that understanding would be a really cool to understand, you know, to know firsthand, and experience myself. So yeah, definitely. Wow. I mean, I'm going to try to see if I can videotape this and see where we can put it. But yeah, I would love to do it. For sure. just need
if
a,
we can
a
help
comment.
Make that happen, you bet. We definitely want to. And you know, like I said, I think that's a cool thing for the fans to be able to see what it is that you actually have to go through. And, you know, I think that having that understanding, just like we did with these 20 questions here, turned out to be a fantastic deal, you know. Because I think it leads into what you're getting into is being able to experience what these guys go through. And, you know, I know it's hard, you know, because you see these guys getting off with this adrenaline rush and you see that passion that these guys have for the sport. And I'm sure that being around them and being so close probably gives you that same kind of, oh, I want to go do this. You know, I want to get that rush that they have, you know.
Absolutely. I've always been a fan of, as you had asked me, action sports, you know, that kind of thing. I've always just been interested in action and competition and getting, you know, getting dirty, if you will. I love it. I'm so competitive. So to me, being able to get on a bull, not only to help me understand the sport even better, but just would be such a cool experience and accomplishment for me. And, you know, I have to say thank you to all the fans that have always been so supportive. And it means so much to feel so welcomed. And, you know, I know that I'm not from, a town where bull riding is popular, but just the fact that everybody's been so supportive and so nice and cool, you have no idea how that impacts me as just a human being. So without getting too cheesy or corny, it really is nice that, and you too, Scott, that you guys have always been so willing to help me out or to be supportive. And I mean, and that's why, you know, I have my Twitter, my Facebook and all kinds of things so that people can tell me what they want to know. I mean, someone threw out Luke Snyder when I asked about 20 questions. And so I said, all right, let's do Luke Snyder. So there's, you know, that kind of support really is amazing.
I'll tell you what, it you know, while we're on that same subject, and we're actually going to have to cut it off here right after this because we're fresh out of time, but some of our fans are actually saying, Wing, they want to see you do 20 questions with Stormy Wing. So there's
perfect.
An idea for you. They, you know, we have talked a lot about Stormy, and he's such a great guy. I think they did good 20 questions, so we'll have to work on that. But also, some of the fans would love to see you sit down with Chris Shivers before he ends up retiring. And I think that would make for a good sit-down type interview if you've got some time, and maybe you guys can make that happen too. They would love to see some clips from that.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I think he will be after my first day interview. You might see something on the web for sure.
Wow.
With Chris, definitely. So,
good deal. Well, thank you
yeah.
very much, Aaron, for taking the time out here to jump on board. And good luck this weekend. We look forward to seeing you out there. And, you know, if you get some free time next week, maybe we'll check back in with you.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Scott, for having me on. I had fun.
You bet, Aaron. Okay, take care and have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Scott. You too.
All right.
Bye.
All right, guys. Obviously, that was Aaron. Wow. You know, what a great show, and it's actually run us smack out of time. We're going to have to catch up on everything else tomorrow and wrap up our show, but I can tell you that we will be back tomorrow for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, going to get things ready for the weekend. Hey, tomorrow is Friday, almost party time. Let's get it kicked off. I'm sorry we didn't get to a lot of the questions out here, fans, but we're going to keep up. And like I said, hopefully we'll have Aaron back, so you guys make sure to stay with us, and we'll be back. I can promise you. We'll have Aaron back. I promise you. What a great interview it was, and she's just a lot of fun to be around. So you guys take it this weekend. Get ready to watch some good PBR action. We're going to be watching Rodeo Austin as well. But we got one more show coming at you tomorrow right here, same time, 12:30 Eastern time. So until then, get a grip with Making Eight.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those
Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.